Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing President Donald Trump's executive order to withdraw the U.S. from World Health Organization and its likely impact on Zimbabwe's health sector, with Washington providing over $341 million every year in assistance to Zimbabweans, according to the U.S. Embassy. But first, Tusawe Mokonja knows what it's like to feel alone in the world. She was abandoned by her mother at age 6 and raised by her grandmother. She now rescues abandoned babies, vulnerable children, and teen mothers in Malawi. Chimwemwe Patata has this report.
Tusaiwe Mukodia was left by her mother at the age of 6. Her grandmother raised her, but she never forgot what it felt like to live without a mother. She's now trying to help other people who have been abandoned or marginalized.
We provide shelter, food, like any type of support that a mother or a father provides to their children. That's what we do.
Mukonja founded You Are Not Alone, Oyana, on the outskirts of Mzuzu, Malawi's northern region, providing care and support to about 200 children. Her organization also offers a home to abandoned or orphaned children, some with disabilities, and older adults. She is also building a technical college where young mothers can continue their education after completing secondary school.
We want our children to go to college, but if they struggle to go to some colleges because of maybe a disability or a challenge, we're building a technical college for them so that they can be able to learn a skill that can support them to be independent.
16-year-old Deborah Magarasi is an orphan from Cheu District, about 500 kilometers away from the center. She has spent 6 months at Yana.
There were some problems that I have been meeting when I was in my home village. I was lacking school fees. So my mom and dad have passed away. Only one person I have in my life is only my grandmother.
Some community members around Mzuzu say the Yana initiative has had a positive impact.
We have seen that the improvement now is going on forward because we have seen the children are learning. We have got nursery school. I said these are the things now we are benefiting here.
Malawi currently has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in sub-Saharan Africa at 29%, according to the UN. Lack of parental care and support is driving many children to the streets, says Emma Galia, executive director of the Malawi Human Rights Resource Center.
There are some people who have children who they don't take care of. That is what is causing most of these problems that we are seeing. Fathers who are absent, even mothers who may want to be absent.
In recent years, Malawi has passed several laws to protect children, including the National Strategy to End Child Marriage in 2024. Government officials say they have also introduced a parenting program to educate parents on children's rights. Chimwemwe Padata, VOA News, Mzuzu, Malawi.
And following President Donald Trump's announcement that the U.S. will withdraw from the World Health Organization, the United States is expected to reduce funding to other U.N. agencies, as White House Bureau Chief Patsy Witakisara reports. Other wealthy nations are unlikely to fill the gap.
Lean times are ahead for the United Nations as the United States withdraws from international commitments, including its membership in the World Health Organization.
It was 18% of the budget in 2023. And as I said, the U.S. is the largest single donor.
On Monday, his first day in office, President Donald Trump signed various executive orders, including one to exit the U.S. from the U.N.'s Paris Agreement, an international climate accord.
The United States will not sabotage our own industries while China pollutes with impunity.
The U.S. is the world's biggest producer of fossil fuels that cause global warming. It's also the largest financial contributor to the U.N. In her Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday, Trump's nominee for U.N. Ambassador Elise Stefanik said that the children's agency UNICEF and the World Food Program are effective U.N. agencies. However, funding for others will be cut, including for UNRWA, the agency that helps Palestinian refugees.
Our tax dollars should not be complicit in propping up entities that are counter to American interests, anti-Semitic, or engaging in fraud, corruption, or terrorism.
When Trump reduced funding for many UN agencies in 2017 during his first term, European Union countries stepped up financially. But now they're focused on defense spending to help Ukraine push back against Russia's invasion, in part because of Trump's skepticism toward aid for Kyiv.
Now that the new administration in the United States has taken office, it is more important than ever for Europeans, for our two countries, France and Germany, to play their full part in consolidating a united, strong and sovereign Europe.
Meanwhile, China is unlikely to expand its UN funding.
Chinese officials are also realistic that their country is facing some economic headwinds, and they don't have lots of spare money to throw around. So I'm afraid that there is no obvious alternative funder for the UN to turn to.
This is the second time Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 Paris Agreement that aims to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels by slashing planet warming carbon emissions. Trump's successor in 2021, President Joe Biden, had the U.S. rejoin the Paris Agreement on his first day in office. Analysts said shifting U.S. positions may make other countries take their climate commitments less seriously.
We have less emissions reduction in China or less emissions reduction, right, in other countries of the world. Those countries, right, failing to reduce emissions as a part, right, reflecting on the U.S. example, will create damages that will affect the U.S. economy, right? The damages are global.
Climate activists protested Trump's decision. Once the withdrawal takes effect next year, the U.S. joins Iran, Libya, and Yemen as the only U.N. countries not part of the climate agreement. Patsy Widahuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Now, let's take a short break. We'll be back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, Zimbabwe's Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube told the ongoing World Economic Forum in Davos that his government is concerned about the U.S. move to withdraw from the WHO, saying it could lead to significant aid cuts. The U.S. Embassy in Harare says the United States provides over $341 million every year in assistance to Zimbabwe. The funds include over $200 million for health, with $163 million for PEPFAS HIV AIDS programs alone. since Zimbabwe gained independence in 1980, the U.S. has provided over $3.5 billion in assistance. To discuss the likely effects of the move and challenges already faced by women and their families in accessing health services in Zimbabwe, we are joined by our guest, Sichelesile Mahlangu, who is a Phumula legislator, and Ntombizodwa Khumalo, Ward 23 councillor in Nkulumane, and she's also the health committee chairperson in the Bulawayo City Council. We'll begin with Mrs. Mahlangu. May you explain to us challenges faced by women in accessing health services and how you see the withdrawal of the U.S. from the WHO can further affect the situation?
Thank you very much, and good evening. My name is Sichelesile Mahlangu. Looking at the issue of the United States, I want to withdraw from WHO. I think one way or the other, we might face some challenges due to some of the things that actually is in the same corner as Zimbabweans. To us, even though we might say we might try as a country, but one way or the other, it's beneficial. Something evil. We pull out to us, we the big blow, but then with nothing that we can do. At the same time, I think as far as I'm concerned, we are going to have a problem especially for the community to access anything, especially something to do with family planning and stuff. I haven't seen much challenge except for those that are below the edge. You only have a lot of challenges here and there to access that, which is very difficult for especially human pharmacies or even to our health sectors, my clinics and hospitals, allow our underage to just access. But we're trying by all means to push, especially looking at the situation as part of whereby who are child living. That's why we are saying let anyone access whatever he or she likes. That's because I think prevention is better than cure, because if you don't allow them, sometimes, especially looking at the contraceptives and stuff, abanye bangkhona, we end up doing unsafe abortion. So I think it's noble to advocate, as legislators advocate for access to initiated in general, and looking at we try by all means, those from the health facilities, to talk to them, educate them, and they are dangers. Why, as a country, we are refusing to underage and access some of these things, just because of the issue with abanye, they end up overdosing and then parenting about. I thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. You raised an important issue also on the abortion license. So yes, can you explain to us how as we speak now, if the residents are able to access health services in the city council, in the local authorities, clinics and hospitals in the city?
Good evening. Residents are accessing the health services in municipal clinics, though mostly we can take into cognizance, we can see that women and girls are always looking for those services, especially when we look at the antenatal clinics, issues of family planning, and those who are affected also by HIV and AIDS. All those services are accessible at our municipal clinics.
Yes, and if there was to be, if there was to be an alteration in funding, do you think the local authorities too will be affected? What's the situation likely to be?
Okay, EU is always the major technical partner in health in terms of provision of assistance in form of advice, guidance, finances, and the reduction in funding contributions by USA may limit the ability of WHO to carry out its mandate, including critical areas such as the outbreak response. We've always seen that anytime one there's a outbreak, such as polio, we have always been running the campaigns with the aid of UNAIDS or other organizations working with the WHO. So also I foresee increase in non-communicable diseases such as the high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, asthma, sinusitis, and the opportunistic infections for women, because we have been getting funding through PEPFA, especially for HIV. And we all know that women and girls, our statistics tell us that if more women and girls were affected by HIV, and also there are issues of opportunistic infections such as cancer, urinary tract infections, all those things we've been always getting help from programs which are funded by EHO under different means, such as ONAIDS, OPEPFA, ETC. So as a city, we foresee our challenges. We are going to be disadvantaged a lot.
Yes, thank you so much for your contribution. Do stay on the line. Yebo ke sesikhuluma ke ngolimi lwesintu sibuya kuwe Nkosikazi Mahlangu. Uke wakhuluma ngodaba lwe-abortion olokukhutshwa kweziso njalo sabona lalapha eMelika kungani kuthiwa umthetho wangkhona uvunyelwe. Ubufisa ukuthi ekhaya ngabe kuyavunyelwa yini ukuthi abantu bekhuphe iziso kumbe lithi hayi kuhle kuqalise ngokuthi bezuze i-family planning besese kungakafiki kuleso sikhathi ngoba abanye bathi bazithwala bengazikhethelanga.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you very much. I was saying ukuthi like what I was saying ukuthi prevention is better than cure. That's because I'm looking at a situation yokuthi uthola sometimes an self-abortion ekhona kulida to ukuthi abanye babo base. Lama records atshengisa ukuthi kulabanye abesekhipha ngamakhotenga ngengoda, abanye basile kuma-university. So what I'm saying ukuthi as a country, as legislators and as a council, esiyikhona esikhangele kakhulu abantwana, even abadala, I'm saying ukuthi let's educate them. Those okuvunywayo ukuthi bathole ama-contraceptives. Akungabi nzima to get those lokhuzeni contraceptive schools. Nxa kuthiwa nzima or edura or ontesethengiswa kuzalida khonapho ukuthi people will indulge to sexual intercourse at the end of the day. Babone kungcono ukuthi bakhiphe. Looking at i-rate yama-teenagers abathatha i-morning up, I think now matata statistics esakhona nje kuphela, you might find out ukuthi 3/4 of adolescents they're indulging to sex and at the same time they're using morning after when they shoot morning after they end up ngena kuba ne access abortion. So mina I think umthetho now ungahlehliswa nje ukuthi kukhangele ukuthi izinto lezi ezingilida ukuthi abantu bangene bathone sebesenza ama-unsubstruction ngokuthi bangcono bathiwe ama-contraceptives. I'm not saying ukuthi ngona abantwana bezikolo or what, but I'm saying ukuthi those esesibona ukuthi they are now matured enough bengathola in ukuthi bazivikele nxa besiya emacansini ngoba abantwana bakhathesi and even labanye abadala abaselandaba lokuba HIV positive, but especially in the I was thinking about it. So I'm saying, let them be given ama contraceptive. Like looking at the situation, actually, of what again, anytime soon there was an headline, we might face ama challenges ama condom. But what is going to happen? We'll never keep this. Because even if we say we don't want, even if you say they are doing it unsafe, only the which my children exist. So I'm saying let's try to all means whatever of family abakutholi njalo bathole even counseling, like what I heard from Councillor Okumalo saying let's have ama programs whereby we educate them abantwana ukuthi we're not saying but we're trying to have the game. It's a pleasure. I don't think we're going to manage it because it is happening. Thank you.
Yebo ke siyabonga ngeminye ke imigoqo ama challenges akhona ku kwezempila kahle sesibuya kuwe Makhumalo ungathini ngamazwi ka Nkosikazi Mahlangu ubone ngani kuya abazali bengazwisisa yini uma lingakhuluma labo libaxwayisa ukuthi hayi nxa abantwana benisebengaka senzeni so kwenzela ukuthi kungabi yilokhu lalokhu ubone ingani kulula yini ukuthi kwenzakale kufezeke
kubalulekile ukuthi kwenzakale ukuthi abazali bafundiswe ukuthi amanye athile angathatha ngezigaba thize ngendlela abantwana abafanele baziphathe ngayo ukuze bavikeleke ekuzithwaleni lokuthatheni imikhuhlane. Kodwa-ke ngesiko lethu labantu abansundu akulula ukuthi abazali bakwemukele, kungathi sesihlomisa abantwana sibanika njalo izabuzane bekuthi lokhu abakwenzayo bakwenze ngamandla. Kodwa njengoba sikhangela isimo esikiso ngendlela abantu abethu abaningi asebethatha ngayo indakisa labathengisa ngayo imizimba, benani labantwana abaqhubeka bebanjwa ukuthi sebelegciwane yengculaza ngemikhuhlane yengulamakhwa. Kubalulekile ukuthi njengabazali sihlomisane ngendlela zokuthi abantwana bazivikele, bavikeleke kakhulu emikhuhlaneni ngoba sigcina sesithele nzima njalo njengabazali. Themba nxa kusiba lokufundisa thi izigaba ngezigaba kusiya ngesimo umntwana avele sekiso kuzaba nokuzwisiseka, kube kanti lokhu esihlala njalo siqhubeka sibafundisa ukuthi abantwana kabazigcini baqakathekise ukugcina kontombi babo.
Yebo, kuyezwakala. Silokhe sikuwe Makhumalo, ungathini eminye ke imigoqo ekhona kwezempilakahle sesikhangela kwezembadalo-ke njengoba utshile ukuthi olunye uncedo lungavela kuphepha, lungavela ngaphi langaphi ebantwini, kuyabethula yini umthwalo kumbe nxa sebefika ezibhedlela lemakliniki sokumele bebhadale kulobubelo yini kulaba abangenelisi njalo lenzani njengamakhansila ukubasiza?
Siyazama-ke ukuthi abantu basizakale, kodwa ngokufanayo sikhangela kolunye uhlangathi ukubana ukuze umasipala wethu asebenze kuhle kuyadingakala ukuthi kube lezimbadalo thize ezibhadalwayo njengoba vele kubhadalwa emaklinika. Abantwana 0 to 5 years ababhadali, labadala njalo ama-senior citizens kawabhadali. Kodwa uhlupho lukhona-ke ngoba isikhathi esiningi imali ayibhadalayo laphana ewindini iyabe isenzele ukuthi ayehlolwe. Ngemva kokuhlolwa-ke sofanele athole amaphilisi. Isikhathi esiningi-ke kuyasilela emithini ukuthi itholakale, bagcine njalo sebesiyayithenga ngaphandle bengasakuzwisisi, bengazehlukanisi ukuthi pho babhadaleleni. Yilo hlupho silalo njalo, olunye ihlupho lube sekubhadaleni uhlelo lokuzivikela ukuzithwala esithi family planning. Kuba nzima ke ukuthi benelise ukuthi abaningi bayithole amaphilisi e-family planning ngoba lolo lokuvikela ngenxa yokuswelekala kwezimali. Olunye njalo isipho bese lusiba kulaba abanye bethu abalegciwane le-HIV and AIDS. Ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi kule mikhuhlane eminingi ethatha amathuba esuka ibahlasele. Ukuthi nxa elande ukuncediswa ngama-ARVs akabhadali, kodwa nxa esesiza esephethe ngomunye umkhuhlane ndlela thize owenziwe isimo sakhe sokuba le-HIV wangena lula, sokufanele njalo abhadale. So khona sisiwa le ndleko ezisikhathazayo kakhulu kumaklinika kamasipala ekubhadaleni abantu abakhanya bangathi bahlukuluzeka khona. Ngikhangele kancane njalo ezibhedlela zikahulumeni, yila bantu bethu abahlutshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo. Amaphilisi omkhuhlane wengqondo awasatholakali kulezi zibhedlela. Sekudingakala ukuthi babhalele njalo nabo bayothenga. Nakho ngokunye okusihlukuluzayo njengobulawayo, abanye bakhona bagcine bengasanathanga kuhle ukuthi ingqondo zihlaliseke ngokwehluleka kubona bayethenga lawo maphilisi.
Ye, lina lilancwadi elisibhalela ugatsha lukahulumende ukuthi abanye belatshwe kumbe bephiwe amaphilisi ngaphandle kwembadalo olwe-social welfare?
Zikhona.
Yebo, ngabona ucingo lwakhe luwile. Ngakho-ke sesiza kuya kuwe vele nje selufika emaphethelweni uhlelo lethu. Sesizanika ithuba uNkosikazi Mahlangu. As legislators, ungasitshela ukuthi khona ngapho enkundleni yephalamende licubungula njani indaba zempilakahle? Siyakwazi ukuthi babuya baphathe intambo bezokhuluma ukuthi kwenzakalani khonokho for umzekeliso ade unika okokuvikela ukukhulelwa konke khonokho. Liyali kukhuluma ephalamende, uhulumende uthini ngakho?
Uhulumende uyaphatheka kakhulu especially ekufundiseni abantu nje jikelele ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi bangene ku-family planning. Yikho isikhathi esiningi ungananzelela sesilama-mobile clinics amanye abe sponsor ngama-organization like o-PEPFAR namanye nje abe behlangene balama-mobile clinics whereby every month bahlangana labo mama, bahlangana labo mamanyana, bahlangana even lokuxoxisana nabantwana nje abancane, bebatshela bebafundisa nje ngama-dangers, bebafundisa njalo ukuthi omama bathathe ezempilakahle ezokuzivikela. Indawo zonke nale nginanzelele maybe kanye ngenyanga bayavizithela ngama-mobile clinics lawana. Utholakale kwezindawo engikhangele especially yile ndawo mina ephumula ephumula Old Ward 19. Nokubabona kulenye indawo abantu abaningi khona ukuthengiselwa khona bathi babamithi imoto yabo baphithe ama-tent abo khonaphana abantu basebiseduze kibo ngoba sebesikhangele ukuthi okunye okunye kwenza abantu baza namavila okuthi bahambe baye emaklinikhi nearest clinics abengani angimangonyana. So nxa bebuye within that field, that area, kwayenza ukuthi lami ngithi ngiphuma phandle nengizibone sengiyisile khonaphana bafaka ojabhela, bafaka noplant, banika amaphilisi, everything bayathesta nemikhuhlane eminenginengi ngakwenye indawo ethemnashi ngake ngibabone khonaphana. So thina njengama-legislators kusenza sibe ngamanyukunyuku nditsho njalo ukubona ukuthi at least uhulumende uyatraya ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi afinyelele ebantwini duruvela lapho abahlala khona ngoba singakhangela isikhathi esiphila kiso sinzima kathesa.
Yebo-ke, zakubamba umlomo khonapha uxolo, senza kubamba umlomo khonapho. That's a great intervention by the government on mobile clinics. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests, Ntombizodwa Khumalo, ward councillor and health committee chairperson in the Bulawayo City Council, and Phumula legislator Sichelesile Mahlangu. Saying goodbye, it's me, Sithandekile Mhlanga, here in Washington, saying let's meet again tomorrow.